more candidates in here than anything, so probably not any candidates.
Is that the organization that James
was? Jane was really active. Wayne started to get active, and then when Jane retired, Wayne really stepped up, and he has become very, very active in it. It wasn't something Toot and I wanted to do a whole lot. I like to be here in Story County. So it was appreciated. I don't know, Marty, how you're going to feel about it. All right. We need to have a presence on there.
Okay. No, because he can
speak. Nato, that's what
I'm speaking of things that he brings back.
All right, I'm going to call us to order. One item on our agenda today, and we're in our role as Drainage District Trustees. Consider accepting Commissioner's Report on right-of-way for Drainage District Richland 20. Kent, I'm going to ask, and I know this is a little outside of what we've got, but Marty and I have never talked about Richland 20. I know he's read a lot about Richland 20. If you could just walk us through kind of how we got here, where we are, and where we're going, that'd be outstanding.
Sorry, I apologize. I don't have my timeline with me on how this project actually went, but I can give you the I've got one too. If you want an
engineer. I'm thinking of Marty's read all that, and if you haven't read it, we'll get
it. I have gone, and Scott sent this to me, and my follow up with Scott is he was just telling you the fact that what I don't understand, I know who to go ask. Mm-hmm. And so I've hit him up both this morning and yesterday or the day before. And just so I had clarity. So I think I'm at the point where I can have this conversation.
Yeah, and so just a general synopsis of where we were, what hurdles we're facing, and where we go from here.
There's issues with a tile line underneath the railroad is how this started. If you're familiar with where DD20 is, it's north of the town here. And there's a hole that developed in the railroad underneath railroad, and their wisdom, infinite wisdom, fills that hole with ballast, not recognizing that where that rock is actually going, and fills the tile with rock.
The question I would have at this point is: how long do you think this was? How long standing was that?
I can't answer that. I think that obviously when you fill that up, they had issues upstream, and I think they developed, and I think it's been longer than it should have been.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wondering if it, because I didn't think it would be just one rain occurrence where the fact that you had a washout such that they had to come back and fill it with rock.
Yeah. I don't believe it happened just this spring. It was something that had been an issue for at least 3 years. The government will run
3 years.
It's
been some time. And so the fact is that there was a petition. I was hired, looked at the issues. There's also other issues with the existing tile that and water's coming from the district that washed out. Mm-hmm. The existing tile had its outlet, just the outlet was progressing from erosion and washing out that tile where it outletted into the ditch. Surface water was flowing and encroaching on the embankment of the railroad. So there was a number of other issues that we were looking at and trying to address. The open ditch was overgrown with trees, had some severe meanders in it, severely needed in repair.
Okay.
We looked at three options in our report, presented that at a hearing with the landowners. Mm-hmm. The option that was chosen was the repair of the open ditch, existing open ditch, and extending that open ditch up to the crossing where that tile crosses underneath the railroad and actually cross the railroad with the open ditch or essentially culvert and to get to the west side of the railroad.
So right now on Lounsbury's parcel right there, it's a tile. It's undersized and it is actually kind of cuts his farm field in half. Is that correct? Oh, not in half. It cuts a piece out of his farm bill.
It meanders around where the low area.
And so the decision that was made in the public hearing was to turn that all into open ditch, run it as close to the railroad right away as reasonable, and then extend that under the railroad tracks rather than having a tile under the railroad tracks, actually have a culvert under the railroad tracks.
Correct. As it stands, we have plans approved by the railroad. Pacific Railroad,
which was a lot of fun.
That was a process. It was a slow process.
Scott made me aware that they were not so inclined.
Not the most cooperative.
that's typical, it seems like. I'm so glad that we got to this point.
Okay.
The issue now is a Corps of Engineering permit. Submit that until we have an approved plan, knowing that things might change. That's why we're here today, too. I didn't want to have an approved plan before we nailed the right of way down. So the plan is, once we have a Corps permit, which submissions potential issues with wetlands, NRCS indicates that there's not been a lot of landowners that have submitted wetland requested wetland determinations. My comment just yesterday to her was those wetlands that would typically be affected, if there are any, would be those along that open ditch or where there are improvements being made. Anything upstream of that would likely not have an impact due to we're not improving that tile. Response, but we'll deal with that.
But we're going to take the 22-inch tile back to where it should perform as it's intended to perform, right? I mean, right now it gets to the railroad tracks and it just kind of backs up right there.
Pretty much boils to the top and flows over through culvert, existing culvert. That's there's actually three culverts there, and they're undersized. We showed that to the railroad, too, and put them in 108-inch round. With a drop structure, large drop structure on the upstream side of that, where the surface water flows into that drop structure, a tile, that existing tile flows into that drop structure as well, and then goes into the culvert downstream into the open ditch. Clear as mud?
I just want to make sure that you got a feel for how we got here.
With approval of this, when would that take place?
When would what take?
The culvert, I mean, as far as on
the construction.
Right.
Again, it depends on the Corps of Engineering. I don't want to proceed without that. It's hard to set a bid letting date. My hope is for this fall.
Oh, yeah, you get this year.
Yeah, my hope is.
Okay.
Well, we've got to come back together. So all we're doing here is accepting the right-of-way report. This does not guarantee approval of approval or starting a project. We still have to go through that process.
In the future, when we have all things in place, I will file plans and specifications and set a bid letting date approximately 2 or 3 weeks thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with all of that, at the hearing, then the board recognized the need for a right-of-way. At some point, appointed myself, Dave Anderson, and Brad Brooks as appraisers for that right-of-way. There's an existing right-of-way there now for that existing open ditch that's shown on that plat that's in the report here by the purplish line there. And the yellow dashed line is the proposed right-of-way. We have a tabulation on the sheet just previous to that per parcel, and separated that right of way into that area that's within the top of bank and the area that's outside the top of bank. That area within the top of bank has a different value than the area outside the top of bank, just for the fact that they can utilize the area outside the top bank as it was originally intended. However, all of the area is taken off the tax rolls, and they do not pay property taxes on that. The existing right-of-way was determined to be 80 feet wide. We are looking at a 100-foot wide right-of-way. I guess, as the commissioners, we came up with a price within the top of bank for that area, within the top of bank of $12,000 per acre, and the area outside the top of bank is $2,000. A hearing with public input will be at least, should be scheduled for at least 40 days from today's date. At that time, right today, you're accepting this report. at the time of hearing, you can approve the report as is or amend it as you see fit for approval. Any questions?
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
We need a motion.
Yep.
A motion to accept the document.
Yeah, commissioner's report.
Commissioner's report.
And I'll second. Discussion. Chi.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. It's accepted.
And I don't know if you guys want to set the date for the hearing, or if you want to.
You want to work with Scott? Work with Scott and make sure we can get all of us there for the hearing.
At least 42 days of September 6th. Dave indicated. That would be essentially the earliest.
And this hearing, that's the day after Labor Day.
Right.
My suggestion was maybe a week after that.
Okay. Yeah, so check it for the 13th. That's the 13th, right? Check it for the 13th and see if we're all around. It's going to get a lot of public interest.
You know, there's not that many affected landowners.
Who do we have to refer? Do we just have to notify people affected by this, or is it the whole district? We've done some of these before where we've just notified certain persons.
Well, it's the whole district is paying for it.
Yeah, so we should probably.
So we got to notify the whole district, even though it's only three landowners that we're buying right away for, the money's coming from drainage.
I think the public notice would be to everybody. I think the individual notice might be just to those.
That's what's required. Minimum required.
My feeling is just if we're going to spend, we're estimating that we're going to spend, you know, $22,000 of drainage district money. We better go above and beyond to notify everybody in that drainage district that we're spending this. And what else other than this are we determining at that hearing? That's the only thing we're determining. Yeah, I think giving people notice is the right way to go. But I don't know that we're going to get a lot of pushback. Three landowners involved. How up to speed are they on this process?
Well, again, I think for the public hearing, they were fully aware of how we proceed. Beyond that, I haven't had any conversation.
Well, Lounsbury, Ray's the one who's impacted the most. I mean, clearly he's got a tenant on the ground now, but sometimes Ray has an interesting take. I don't know how well you know him.
Well,
probably worth having one of us going and visiting with him. Just to add that.
There were a series of emails between you and Wilson Ray or his tenant some time ago.
Just Tim Pick.
Your email to somebody who's trying to understand how it all worked.
Yeah, that was a Mr. Henry.
Okay.
Any other business for us? I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Scott, let me know when we're all the way out. Before you get away.